plate a potential nugget.
And just a couple of questions before we wrap up, Sukhinder. I'm mindful of the time as well. As you think about your journey, you speak about specialization, generalization. You suggest go broad, and then
deep,
go
broad, deep. Yeah, deep, broad, deep. I think I was like, yes, broad, yeah. Deep, broad. Yes.
Yeah. So give us a sense of how that's played out for you, and how you see this sort of the macro choice of going deep versus broad.
Well, I would say to people, like, look, you know, if I've ever read Malcolm Gladwell, you know, one rises and becomes an expert on 10,000 hours of something. And for me, that was sales and biz dev, right? So you find an area. By the way, when I say broad, when you come out of school, you don't know. Mostly it's about building skills and discovering what you love, right? And for me, yes. I discovered I was both good at sales and I loved it. I learned financial literacy and financial analytics, and I learned a lot of it. Like I wanted to master it. And then once I became competent, I really loved the numbers too, right? I didn't know I loved the numbers, but I do. So I learned those two things about myself, and I ended up in a career in mostly sales, then business development being quite a nice hybrid between, you know, needing to be able to assess opportunities financially, but also pursue them like sales. So that's great. Okay, so you master something, and you can ride quite high on a functional dimension. But if you say, hey, I want to be a CEO, let's just think about that for a moment. Or, and I want to be an entrepreneur, I'm like, okay, that's about learning the skills you don't know, right? So by its very nature, you will have to step off the deep track at some point and take a risk to learn something you don't know. Like, literally, it turns out that it's not like just literal. Research also shows that in today's day and age, the best path to a CEO-ship is a winding one. Literally, CEOs, you know, and executives who take time to broaden their skills are more likely to ascend than those who just stick to what they know. So by its very nature, I'll say if you want to grow, right, doesn't that mean that at some point you encounter a set of problems that you have no experience in? That is the very definition of like growth, right? It's hard to grow if you know everything. So I'm a big fan of, you know, building mastery, certainly. That's how we build our superpowers. It's how we build our reputations. It's where we build our networks. That's all true. It's where we can show increasing accomplishment and efficiency. And then at some point, you know, once we've achieved mastery, your growth curve stops, right? And if you want to really become a broader, more capable leader, a CEO, an entrepreneur, a GM, you know, you will have to ultimately, you know, go learn the things you don't know and, you know, take the risk to take on a new role, take on a new task, take on a new responsibility. And I think the difference often between men and women is, you know, men will reach for that opportunity they're not qualified for. And actually, you know, that works in their favor. And women often won't reach for the opportunity they're not qualified for because they're worried about failing or, you know, or whether they're, you know, what's the word they use? Like, you know, whether they're ready. And I'm like, you know, if you waited for when you're ready, growth never happens, right? So my belief is, you know, yes, build specialization by all means. But then, you know, your growth happens where you stretch yourself to things you don't know and learn how to master new skills.
Something similar came up in my conversation with Sally Helgeson, who spent a lot of time with women leaders. She uses a pithy phrase to make this point. She says that women often put their job above their careers.
Really, one of the most popular, if I could say, or the most endorsed habits in the book that so many women identify with, where you pour your energies into the job you have, feeling that if you do the best job that you can at the job you have, that will translate into being rewarded so that you will be the person who is chosen for a promotion or whatever. And guess what? It often doesn't work that way. And the reason it doesn't work that way is because of the two other legs of the, you know, successful career, visibility and connections. You value your job, so you're putting all your energy, all your time, all your skill, all your effort, all your learning into doing the best job that you can. So you're underinvesting in building those relationships and gaining the visibility that you need. And so you're not promoted. someone else is promoted who has perhaps done a more balanced job of courting visibility and of building connections. And then it feels very, very disappointing to you. And you feel like, well, wait a minute, how come I didn't get that promotion? I did the best job. It may have been that you were overvaluing what your job was. It also, there's a loyalty element there. Research demonstrates that mm-hmm. women tend to see themselves as more loyal and put a higher premium on being loyal to the people around them. And that part of overinvesting in your job at the expense of your career is showing that you are loyal. And I know I've worked with numerous women who've said things like, you know, my boss has really believed in me, so I'm not going to talk about, you know, what I would like to do next, because then my boss is going to see me as being disloyal.
Having the judgment of when to transition from broad to deep and from deep to broad is critical, I guess. Mathematicians often call this the explore-exploit problem, where we need to know how much to explore before we start exploiting by going deep. The other interesting take on this topic is from David Epstein in the book Range. He speaks about the Roger Federer model, where he tries a few sports and then picks tennis and then goes deep, and contrasts with the Tiger Woods approach, where he starts playing golf from the age of 3 without as much exploration as Roger Federer. Thank you for listening. If this topic is of interest, you might like the curated playlist around women leadership and navigational principles.